Just remember, for all you know, good or bad, come what may, you're gonna live tomorrow if you don't die today.
To the Love Motel here on WGXC. That was The Genius, etc. Wasn't there the best 1 minute and 49 seconds of your day, I'd hope. If you haven't ever heard of them, or which it would be fair, I recommend looking them up and reading their backstory. I think it's my favorite discovery of this past year. I'm going to get to what I promised to get to, which is some clips that my co-host Donna recorded of all of you out there who happen to be at the best restaurant in the world, Lil Deb's, on Valentine's Day. We went in there with a microphone, a little recording setup. The sound isn't great, as you can imagine. It was a bustling restaurant, but we got some really cute stories from people. We got some stories of how people met, stories of people falling in love, stories of people falling out of love as well. That's where we're going to start. We're going to play some songs that we've matched up with these little clips. Some people told us their favorite song, and some of them we're just going to go on a whim and play a song that we think fits the vibe. That will be the second half of the show, and then we'll call it a night. So here's our first one. Enjoy.
So there was this, I used to work at a botanical garden once, and one day at lunch, this woman just walks in and instantaneously would lock eyes, and it was one of those, perhaps the first time in my life, where you just really feel that tension between someone and you. And from there, it was just a really amazing connection, but it took a little while for us to start going out. And eventually we did, but she told me she was with someone else and they were in a relationship for a while. And it just kept growing intensity and love. And I'm sorry, it's just, it was interesting because we knew when each other were around, there was this thing, it was almost like smell each other at the distance. We went back and forth between being together and not, and she having this complication. She eventually told her partner, and I don't know, it was just incredibly difficult. But she was going to move to another city, and we made plans, we were going to be together, she was going to leave, and then eventually, the last day we met, they reestablished the relationship, and I never heard about it. Yeah, but I think it's part of understanding, and of, I think, the situations where love can thrive and not, and I feel like when we are young, we do end up having these stories that are dramatic and incredible. And eventually you also learn the other part of love, of cultivating, and the companionship. That needs its own conditions to thrive. Hope that they are very happy, whatever they are.
Somebody's lying. I know that somebody's lying. echoes in my head. And all that I keep hearing are the cruel, cruel things that you said. And I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me. Cause I'm a thousand.
We met 8 years ago, but we met two states ago. We met in Portland as roommates, and fell in love as roommates. Yeah, the transition to living together, I guess, was pretty easy.
He's so handsome.
Do you guys have a song he was the beginning of your relationship?
We were listening to a lot of Shawnee, I think.
I was a fool to care, James Taylor.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. You know, yeah. I agree, Robert. That's the one.
I was a fool to care. I was a fool to care. I was a fool to care. But I don't care, even if I was a fool. Still in love with you. Had I listened to the grapevine, I might have had my doubts. But I did my level best just to block them out. Cause love is so unwise, and love has no eyes. And it took a while for a fool to see what his friends were on about. Well, I was a fool to care. I was a fool to care. I was a fool to care. Yeah, but I don't care. Even if I was a fool, I'm still in love with you. Imagining your face, it almost fills the empty space before me. I can see your eyes and almost hear your lovely lies. Oh yeah, I wish I was an old man and love was through with me. I wish I was a baby on my mama's knee. I wish I was a freight train moving down the line, just to keep in track the time without all these memories. Well, I was a fool to care. Well, I was a fool to care. Well, I was a fool to care. Hey, but I don't care. Even if I was a fool, I'm still in love with you, baby. Yes, I. I was a fool to care. Well, I was a fool to care. And I was a fool to care.
I was a fool.
You weren't nothing but a fool to care.
I was a fool.
Just a country fool to care.
I was a fool.
You weren't nothing but a fool to care.
I was a fool.
Just a country fool to care.
I was a fool.
You weren't nothing but a fool to care.
I was a fool.
Just a country.
Sometimes I'm to me, restaurants and service are like one of the greatest acts of love. You know, you feed people and you nourish them. You create memories and you give people space to, you know, kind of connect something that they put in their bodies to a memory that they have about a time they've had, which is always great. I haven't done a Valentine's Day service in a long time because it's bar restaurants are open on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then we're not even usually open on Wednesdays, but it felt like the right time. People always think of, like, when I train people in service and, like, I first get started, it's hard to think of, like, why all this stuff is so important.
Yeah.
Why are the folks so important and the napkins and all these little details that I'm always on people about. But, like those little details, those little acts of care are, like, the sort of DNA of the experience that people get to have. It's like, all of them do amount to something. Like, they really do matter. I guess my other love piece is shout out Johnny. We've been together, it'll be 11 years.
All right.
So cheers, yes, to that.
Have another
for spending another night at the Love Motel. We'll be back next month with our usually scheduled programming. We'll have love advice. We'll have some more of these love songs, but we'll also be hearing from all of you out there. We'll be reading some love letters to us or to each other. And don't forget to submit, because we can't do this show without you. So WGXC.org, donate, and lovemotelradio.com to submit to us. You can also DM us on Instagram, the.lovemotel, or you can call our totally anonymous hotline, 857-DIAL-LOVE. People don't believe that that's real, but it is real. You don't even need to talk to us. You can just leave us a little voice mail. You can tell us what's on your mind. You can ask us to help you with some kind of love query, to help solve a little love problem that's going on in your life, or a life problem. It doesn't have to be about love at all. Though that tends to be the kinds of questions we get here at the Love Motel, if you can believe it. We're going to play one more little clip from my co-host Donna's interviews at Little Debs from a few months ago. We'll listen to another song or two, and that'll be it for us. Next month, first Thursday, 8 p.m., we'll be back with a regular old show. Thanks for hanging out with me, honey, all night long. Wish I could stay with y'all for another hour or two. There's a lot more love songs to play, but y'all just have to tune in again next month. All right, take care of yourselves. We'll see you soon.
What's your name?
Julie.
Ellen.
This is one of my favorite restaurants. Yeah. It's definitely our favorite restaurant in Hudson. And we tend to come for special occasions. And this is perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And we've come to the Valentine's dinners before.
We're a couple.
Yes.
Right. 10 years.
We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Yep. 10 years. Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
You tell her.
We are both artists, and we met in Bushwick. Ellen, I met Ellen at her gallery that she ran in Ridgewood, and followed her around for a couple of years. And now we have a gallery together in Hillsdale.
How do you like to celebrate love?
Well, every day is Valentine's Day, right? Yeah.
Well, actually, we ran into each other at
We would run into each other at different places.
We ran into each other everywhere. Bushwick is small, and we ran into each other.
Yeah.
And you were eating at the bar
by myself
on your own, and I joined her.
And the soundtrack.
And the soundtrack from Drive was playing, which is very romantic. Yes. So that was a moment.
No, when we started asking, I said, "Oh, have you ever dated a woman?" And you said, "Yes."
Yeah,
we hadn't had that conversation. But was that the same day, or this is the same place?
It was the same place, and it was a different day.
Yeah,
but we actually had worked together as artists and curators before. I had shown Ellen's work a bunch of times, and Ellen had purchased work from me.
Yeah.
So like we knew each other over the years, so we had each other's numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
But we started using those numbers for
frequently.
desire? I don't know. Do you think this feeling can last forever? You mean like forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever? Sure. God, I hope so.
Pass me by. More women.